With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA, an iHeart Radio station.
Good morning, Orlando. This is Orlando's news, weather, and traffic on News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, the 50,000 watt AM 540, and worldwide on your iHeartRadio app. I'm Simon Conway.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, the speaker stays put. More in 1 minute.
And more Trump cases will not make it to court before the election. That's coming right up. Good morning, Orlando.
8:02 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Marjorie Taylor Greene's plan to remove House Speaker Mike Johnson has failed. The Georgia Republican tried to force a vote to remove Johnson, but a bipartisan vote killed the motion from seeing the light of day.
The form of the resolution is as follows. Declaring the office of Speaker of the House of Representatives to be vacant.
Green is upset over a series of spending bills passed to bolster U.S. allies that did not include any new measures on securing the border. Her fellow Republicans were critical of her efforts, with one congressman calling it a dumpster fire. Stormy Daniels is returning to the stand today in former President Trump's criminal trial. The former adult film star's previous testimony included graphic details about her alleged sexual encounter with Trump nearly 2 decades ago. President Biden is confirming that American bombs have been used to kill Palestinian civilians. More from Mark Mayfield.
On Wednesday, Biden spoke with CNN after the U.S. paused a large shipment of weapons headed to Israel. He said civilians have been killed in Gaza as a consequence of those bombs and other ways in which Israel goes after population centers. Biden added that if the Israeli military decides to launch a ground offensive in Rafah, where over 1 million people have been forced to flee, then the U.S. will not supply them weapons. The White House has advocated against an offensive in Rafah, but hasn't laid out any plan for protecting civilians. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A majority of college students say they oppose the tactics used by some pro-Palestinian campus protesters. The Generation Lab survey reported by Axios found that only a small number of students have actually participated in the protests. Here in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis has a warning for college protesters. If you stop a graduation, you'll pay the price.
That's not happening here in the state of Florida. These graduations are really important parts of people's lives. It's a major milestone for students and for their families, and we're not going to let malcontents ruin that.
DeSantis spoke yesterday at the University of Florida amid protesters chanting Free Palestine. Gas prices here in Florida are still dropping. AAA's statewide average today is $3.52 a gallon, down 2 cents. The Metro Orlando average is $3.48. That's down 4 cents. And the star of the NBA's Denver Nuggets adds to his trophy collection.
Nikola Jokic is once again recognized as the best player in the NBA. Jokic was named the most valuable player of the NBA for the third time, becoming just the ninth player to win the award 3 or more times. It's the third time he has won the award in the last 4 seasons, and he joins Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, and Moses Malone as those who have won the award exactly 3 times. This season, Jokic averaged 26.4 points, 9 assists, and 12.4 rebounds per game. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander of the Thunder finished 2nd in the MVP voting. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
WFLA News Time is 8:05. Find more stories online at WFLAOrlando.com. The Bonus Bucks contest resumes just after 9 a.m. with the first of 9 chances today to win $1,000. The third hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
Hey there, early birds. It's our historical showdown. Will Allen's ding ring out like victory bells? Will the buzzer rain on his parade? Keep that dial locked to Good Morning Orlando, where the past gets a modern twist. It's This Day in History.
It is indeed This Day in History, 8:06. A very strange week so far, ladies and gentlemen. Alan sits at 6-6.
Batting 500.
We're going to see if that will remain the same after this.
All right.
You see, I mean, I could cheat. I've got 1785, what was patented in 1785 by Joseph Brahma.
1785?
Yeah.
What
you have
was,
no idea.
What was patented?
Patented. You have no idea. This isn't a proper question, though, so let's move on.
Okay, this doesn't count.
By the way, it was the beer pump handle.
Oh, yeah. Right on the tip of my tip of my tongue, yeah.
Uh-huh. Figured it was. This day in history in 1960, the FDA approved what?
1960. The FDA approved saccharin.
No, the pill. Oh. And so began the summer of love.
There you go.
yes. This day in history, the year 1964, after 3.5 months at number one, I Wanna Hold Your Hand was bounced by what?
Was it Can't Buy Me Love?
It was not. We can wait. Thank you. It was Hello, Dolly.
Louis Armstrong.
Your punishment is you must now sing Hello, Dolly.
As Louis Armstrong?
Not happen.
Well, hello, Dolly.
There you go.
That's it.
Brilliant. Brilliant. That's good. This day in history, the year 1970.
Mm-hmm.
What was President Nixon doing at the Lincoln Memorial?
1970. What was he doing at the Lincoln Memorial? I'm going to say hanging out.
he was hanging out with anti-war protesters.
Ah.
Yeah, not giving you that.
Okay.
This day in history, the year 1971. The final episode of what aired?
The Ed Sullivan Show?
Very disappointing day. It was The Honeymooners. The Honeymooners is what we were looking for. That concludes This Day in History. There I was touting Alan 6-6, and he is now 6-10 because he just went 0-4.
Well, hello, Daddy.
Yep. There you go.
I got nothing left now.
Can't all be a 2-2 day.
Apparently not.
It's 8:09. This is Good Morning Orlando.
You're looking swell, Daddy.
Top stories we're following for you this morning include Georgia's appeals court says it will hear former President Donald Trump's request to remove Fannie Willis from his election interference case. This after a judge ruled the Fulton County DA could remain on the case if her ex-boyfriend was removed as the special prosecutor. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning right here on Good Morning Orlando.
You can listen to us all across the radio dial, 93.1, 94.1, 107.7 HD3, and still on AM 540. And remember, always free on the iHeartRadio app. Search WFLA Orlando.
Hey, who wants some bonus bucks? Simon, do you want bonus bucks?
Oh, absolutely.
Lizzie, do you want bonus bucks?
No.
I was going to say we're all out of luck because we can't have it, but you can just by listening. That's our cash contest. $1,000 on the line every single weekday, starting at 9 a.m. all the way through 5 p.m. You're going to get a keyword. Once you hear it, go to WFLAOrlando.com, enter it in, And if you get a phone call within that hour, pick it up. You just might win $1,000 in our nationwide bonus bucks cash contest. Good luck.
Good luck indeed. That's what we want you to do. We want you to win $1,000. Loads of stuff going on right now. Illegal immigrants in Denver have refused to leave an encampment and have sent the mayor a list of demands.
Huh.
They're in the country illegally. You don't get to demand. It's unbelievable. The illegals published a document. How? Just, you know, curious. They had 13 specific demands before they would acquiesce to the request to leave the encampments and move to more permanent shelters funded by the city. At the end of the day, what we want to do is get families off the streets. Okay. Mm-hmm. Get it? We understand that some of the demands, which, by the way, the camp is near train tracks. The migrants will cook their own food with fresh, culturally appropriate ingredients provided by the city. This is a list of demands. So you're getting free food, but you don't want free food. You want fresh ingredients so you can cook your own food. This is a demand. Shower access will be made available without time limits and can be accessed whenever. Medical professional visits will happen regularly, and referrals/connections for specialty care will be made as needed. Uh-huh. They also demand in connection to employment support, you're not allowed to work, including work permit applications. Uh-huh. Yeah, you realize you can't work. Consultations for each person and family with a free immigration lawyer as well. They don't want much, do they? Don't want much. Just all the freebies, like a lawyer that wants the citizens of America to pay for. It's astonishing, really. I mean, seriously, isn't it astonishing? I think it's astonishing. Very bold, to say the least. But this is what we're doing. We're actually giving up our country voluntarily. Now, I know you and I are not doing that, but we, as a nation, are doing that. We're giving up our country voluntarily. It's 8:18. This is Good Morning Orlando. Top stories the following for you this morning include: pro football fans can start marking their calendars next week for important games. The NFL announced yesterday that the 2024 schedule will be fully released next Wednesday. Updates released every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning right here on Good Morning Orlando.
Talking about...
Gotta keep talking the good talk.
The stuff that matters.
I think I've been listening to y'all in the 18-year-plus range.
News, weather, and traffic. Get caught up right now. News Radio, WFLA, Orlando.
Hey, I just got some really good information. It's the 2024 Taco and Margarita Festival, and that's going to be at the Orlando, Florida Fairgrounds. That's going to be on Saturday, May 11th. We're going to have tacos and margaritas, live pro wrestling, over 50 of Orlando's local vendors, kids' face painting, bounce houses, and more. You can get your tickets at centralfloridafair.com. It's going to be one heck of a time. I love tacos and margaritas. How about you?
Hmm. Sounds like a day. I wonder if our national correspondent, John Decker, fancies joining us there. Probably. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Simon?
I'm very well. Lots of legal stuff going on, so it is appropriate that not only are you our White House correspondent, you're also an attorney. Trump, court cases, so much happening.
Well, that's right. As it relates to the trial that he's dealing with right now in New York City, the criminal trial in New York City, you have Stormy Daniels, who will be back on the witness stand today. There was no trial yesterday, never a trial for that case that occurs on Wednesdays. So she'll be back on the witness stand for more cross-examination. And also some legal news happening yesterday, but out of the state of Georgia, north of you. And that news is being that the Georgia Court of Appeals has decided to hear this appeal from Donald Trump's lawyers in regards to whether or not the Fulton County DA, Fani Willis, can remain on that case or whether she should be disqualified. As you know, the Superior Court judge presiding over this case ruled that she can remain on the case. He did not disqualify her. It was appealed by Donald Trump's lawyers. But there's no date, a hearing date, in regards to that issue. But it means that that election interference case, really unlikely, Simon, that it will occur before the November election.
Right, and even more good news, the documents case also pushed indefinitely, I believe was the term used by the judge in that one in Florida.
Judge Eileen Cannon making that determination. So, yes, a lot of good news on the legal front for Donald Trump this week. But, of course, he still is dealing with his criminal trial in New York City that keeps him off the campaign trail 4 out of 5 days per week. No campaigning yesterday by Donald Trump. That's interesting. He campaigned last week. In fact, last Wednesday, he was in both Michigan and Wisconsin, two very important battleground states. Wisconsin is the state that Joe Biden was in yesterday, so he recognizes the importance of those 10 electoral college votes. We're going to see lots of visits, Simon, by both Trump and Biden to Wisconsin between now and November.
Oh, I'm sure that is true. Our White House correspondent and attorney, John Decker, we bring him on because apart from anything else, we get the real reporting that we need on this, on legal matters. Thank you, John. You have yourself a fabulous day. We appreciate you.
You too, Simon.
And we will talk again, sir. Thank you. It is 8:25. Yeah, I did spot that as well, Alan, that Donald Trump decided not to hit the campaign trail on his free Wednesday yesterday. Do you think it's overconfidence? It's going that well, you think, or what? Ah, Alan popped in, Alan popped out. There you go. Anyway, it's to me, it's fascinating that that's what happened yesterday, because he's been taking advantage of the Wednesdays to travel around the country to do events, because it's the only day of the week, weekday of the week, that he can do campaign stuff. So he didn't do that yesterday. He'll be in court again today. Friday finishes early, typically, because, you know, judges like to get their weekend underway. And then he'll have the weekend, and I'm sure he'll be doing stuff over the weekend as well. We also found out that Barron Trump will be making his political debut. Is that kid like 8 foot tall or something? He's a big boy, isn't he?
He's really tall.
Right, isn't he? Really is. That's interesting to me because, of course, he's been very protected, rightly so, by the way. I said the same thing about Obama's kids when Obama was in the White House and they were minors. Minor children, absolutely 1,000% off limits to everyone. They just are. They shouldn't be talked about, discussed, anything else, with the possible exception of, you know, if they get arrested for something, maybe we talk about them then. But fundamentally, if they're minor children, they are not to be messed with, as far as I'm concerned. But Barron Trump is now an adult. And before he decided to enter the political arena, I still think they should have left him alone because, you know, if you've had kids, 18 is still a kid. But now he's going to be a delegate, Alan. So entering the political arena, no longer off limits, I guess.
Yeah, I had no idea he was interested, but I really, to be honest, didn't know much about him at all up to this point.
Yeah, but that's good. That's how it should be, right? Apart from the fact that he's, you know, 8 foot six. That's about all we knew.
He's a tall boy. Man,
he's
now.
He's a tall boy. Yes. Man. Tall man. Exactly. So, yeah. Apart from the fact that he was very tall, we didn't really know anything about him. And it's going to be interesting, to say the least, when he appears suddenly and people start shoving microphones in his face, because they will. And I wonder if he's prepared for all of that that is coming his way. Do you know of any reason why Trump stayed off the campaign trail yesterday, Alan?
I do not.
No, me neither. Of course, it's Free Wednesday during this court case, and he decided to stay away. Maybe he was strategizing with his lawyers. Maybe there was a special delivery of bagels. Could be that.
Well, we could speculate all day.
Uh-huh. We could. 8:28, though, so we can't anymore. This is Good Morning Orlando. Here's Alan Spector.
A tragic murder case in Polk County. And as we were just discussing, another Trump in the political spotlight. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together and elsewhere. In just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
I'm the guy.
Good morning, Orlando. It is just about 8:32, and a tragic murder case in Polk County, and another Trump in the political spotlight. Here's Alan Spector in the WFLA News Center. Alan?
Simon, a Polk County woman faces first-degree murder charges in the death of her 4-year-old adopted son, identified as Brian Boyer. Sheriff Grady Judd says they don't know the full extent of abuse, but one incident was caught on the woman's phone.
We have a video clip of where that 3-year-old baby's hands was tied behind his back and she threw him in a swimming pool.
But that isn't what killed Brian. Judd says he was beaten to death. 36-year-old Patricia Saint-Azaire is accused of first-degree murder, aggravated child abuse, and tampering with evidence. Brian was born in Haiti and adopted by Saint-Azaire just last year. A lawyer for the family of a U.S. service member shot and killed by a sheriff's deputy in the Panhandle says the deputy went to the wrong apartment.
Attorney Ben Crump is representing the family of Roger Fortson, a black senior Air Force airman who was fatally shot by an Okaloosa County sheriff's deputy last week. Crump alleges the 23-year-old was on a FaceTime call with an unnamed woman in his off-base apartment in Fort Walton Beach when he heard several knocks at the door, grabbing his legally owned gun, claiming deputies burst into the wrong unit and shot Fortson 6 times. He's calling for the immediate release of body cam video. The sheriff's department says a deputy responding to the call of a disturbance in progress reacted in self-defense after encountering the man with a gun, noting the deputy was placed on paid administrative leave amid an investigation. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Donald Trump's 18-year-old son has been picked by Florida's Republican Party as a state delegate to the GOP National Convention that takes place in July. Florida GOP Chairman Evan Power says that Barron Trump will be one of Florida's at-large delegates. The Florida Panthers dominated the Boston Bruins 6-1 to win Game 2 of their second-round Stanley Cup playoff series. Florida evens that series at 1-1, and Panthers forward Carter Verhaeghe says this was a good bounce back from Game 1.
We got better, and I think obviously tonight we played pretty well, and we're getting in the forecheck, moving our feet, and I think that's kind of how we can play, and we played kind of more to our potential tonight.
Game 3 is slated for tomorrow night at Boston.
Top stories are following for you this morning include a former Boeing employee says he was pressured to hide defects in airplane parts. Santiago Paredes worked as an inspector at a Boeing parts manufacturer for over a decade. He says his higher ups would be upset when he found defects and would pressure him to stay silent. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning right here on Good Morning Orlando.
And now for our bi-weekly look at legal issues in the news with our in-house legal expert, Attorney Tom Olson. This is Olson on Law.
Alan Spector back with you and joined as I am every Tuesday and Thursday at this time by longtime attorney in Orlando, Tom Olson. It's Olson on Law. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Alan and crew and WFLA listeners.
All right, here's our topic this morning. What happens when you co-own real estate with someone and you want to sell that real estate and they don't? First of all, Tom, when do you mostly see this kind of thing happening?
Alan, I see it in 2 situations. One is where an adult child has lived with mom and dad for years and years. When mom and dad pass away, guess what? That adult child wants to continue to live in their home, but all the other children want to sell the home and cash out, and they cannot reach an agreement. The second situation is when a home is bought by a boyfriend and girlfriend, and then they split up and go their separate ways, and they cannot reach an agreement on what to do with the home.
So, can a co-owner of real estate force the sale of the property?
They certainly can, as done by a suit for partition. In the old days, if there was a 10-acre parcel, well, the court would simply order that the property divided up into 2 5-acre parcels. These days, you can't split a house down the middle. So instead, the court will order that the property be sold and the parties divide the proceeds.
Can the court deny the partition and sale of the property?
No, there's no defense to a suit for partition. It will be sold. And in addition to that, the court will order that each of the parties will equally pay for the attorney's fees and court costs.
Now, Tom, in all your years of law practice, have you ever had to do a suit for partition?
Alan, we've done quite a few, but usually once the parties find out that there's no defense to a suit for partition and that they're all going to have to equally pay the attorney's fees, they all get reasonable and agree to cooperate to sell the property. But if not, then the Olson Law Group will happily do a suit for partition.
Now, if you have legal questions, Tom will happily answer them on the Olson on Law show, heard Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Tom, thanks very much, as always, and we will see you next time.
Thank you, Alan.
And remember, for all of your legal needs, call the Olson Law Group in Orlando.
There you go. Thank you, Tom. Thank you. Thank you, Alan. Talking of homes, maybe you want to have a makeover guy. How about that? Nothing. Where's Guy? Has he lost the microphone button again? I don't know.
He's doing something else.
Apparently. But anyway, we'll get to that because we do want the whole home makeover thing to get to you. So we want you to understand what's going on with that. So we'll make sure that that you get all the info about that coming right up. There's so much going on in our world. Sometimes it's hard to keep up with all of it. Do you guys remember that this kid was kicked out of school for saying the words illegal alien? Remember that? Well, now there's a lawsuit, and the mom and the lawyer and everybody else is talking about the school's outrageous penalty, and there shouldn't be a penalty at all. You know, when I was going through the process of becoming a citizen, I was referred to, the legal term for me was a legal alien. That was the term. So if you are here illegally, then you are surely an illegal alien, wouldn't you say? So the term is perfectly acceptable, and this case is, I believe, going to be very important, actually. 16-year-old Christian McGee has filed suit against the Davidson County School District after he was suspended for 3 days. He missed track meets, critical track meets to him. And I get that, right? You're only in school for a limited period of time. So when you lose that type of thing, it really, really matters. It does. He's now been removed from the school, by the way. So there you go. That's all happened. And now we're going to see what occurs later on. Because I think they're going to win the lawsuit. I really do. It's the legal definition of somebody in the country, not legally, is illegal alien. So I don't know how the school thinks they're going to get away with that.
Do we know what context that the kid said this in?
Are you telling me we do or we don't?
I'm asking you if we know.
Yeah, I could get into all of that if you really needed me to, but
well, that's all right.
They're basically accusing him of being a racist, which he wasn't. It was He's not racist, according to his family. He's been branded as such now because of what the school did. And he loved the school. Now he's had to leave the school because of what occurred. And it's just not right. There's no case for racism here. He didn't mean it in a racist way whatsoever. The Liberty Justice Center attorney, Dean McGee, argued that the United States government, as I just pointed out, uses the term illegal alien all the time. It's clearly defined. It's not race specific. So it's just wrong that this happened. It really is wrong that it happened. It was about a Latino student who told the administrator he wasn't offended by the comment at all. Both teams agreed there were no hard feelings. Christian was suspended for 3 days. Mm-hmm. That's what happened. It occurred in class when the teacher was asked by Christian if a student of a Latino descent was an illegal alien. That's it. It's 8:49. We'll take a quick final timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up for a Thursday. This is Good Morning Orlando.
Hey.
Top stories we're following for you this morning include: a man wanted for sexual assault in Orlando is now in custody in Palm Beach County. 30-year-old Vincent Lang Jr. was arrested yesterday. Police in Orlando say Lang raped a woman at knife point. He is being held without bond. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning, right here on Good Morning Orlando.
News, weather, and traffic updates.
It makes my day easier.
Remember, the rule of three can make the day better.
One, two, three.
Three.
Three. News Radio, WFLA, Orlando.
Hey, remember, you can always check out our podcast and on the free iHeartRadio app. That's Good Morning Orlando, Elsewhere, and Better Lawns and Gardens. And if you prefer, you can go to WFLAOrlando.com. And while you're there, we have a chance for you to win a dream home makeover that's offering bathroom remodels, flooring, solar, roofing, and large appliances. And each category offers its own unique benefits for improving your home to create that perfect living space. And thanks to our sponsors, D-Best Floors and More, Sunwave Energy, Universal Roofing Contracting, and Southeast Steel Appliance Warehouse. You can get all of the info now at WFLAOrlando.com/contest.
There you go. That's a lot of stuff there for you to consider. Yes, improving homes, always a good stuff. Always. We're almost out of time this morning. Tomorrow, I suspect, we will be talking about Stormy Daniels' testimony as it continues today. They've had a day to figure out how to approach this cross-examination. I do not think it will be over with quickly for her. Let me put it that way. Don't think so. So we will see, obviously, as the day progresses, but it's going to resume. The cross-examination of Stormy Daniels will resume. Of course, a judge has already denied a mistrial, even though he's told the prosecution not to cover the salacious details. The salacious details were indeed covered. The Trump defense team said mistrial, and the judge said no. I think if he's convicted, I think this will be overturned on appeal. In the meantime, they're obviously the defense will be pushing for an acquittal, and then this thing will be behind them. And a big part of that will be what they do with Stormy Daniels on the stand today. It's going to be interesting hear what happened about this, Alan, today, I feel.
Yeah, well, the defense, Donald Trump's attorneys, as you mentioned, they've had a whole day to study what Stormy said on Tuesday and come back at her today and question her about that, cross-examine.
Mm, and they'll weigh that up against the things she said in the past. I mean, she said so many things in the past about the encounter, up to and including it never happened. So they got a lot to go at. And they're also going to have to go dig deeper into how much he hates Donald Trump, considering that could be a motive for lying. Why she intends to ignore the ruling of a judge in terms of the $500,000 that she owes him. There's so much for them to go at. I think she could be on the stand all day today.
It could happen.
Definitely could. So I'm sure we will be talking about that tomorrow. I think we'll continue to talk about campus strife as well tomorrow, because I don't think that's going away anytime soon. Although, as each graduation occurs, or even doesn't occur, essentially thousands of students leave campuses to go home, as they will, then I think it becomes less of an issue. That's my opinion. And I think we'll see these camps break up, some of them voluntarily, some of them, like George Washington yesterday, not so voluntarily. I think the arrests are pretty important as well. So we'll see how all that shakes out in the coming days. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are just about out of time this morning. So don't forget, when we are done, well, Glenn Beck comes on, so you can listen to him. When he is done, Clay and Buck come on. When they are done, well, you've got Dana in the afternoon as well. But we are out of time. That does it for us. We're grateful to our guest this morning. I am grateful always to the best crew in morning radio: Alan Spector, Lizzie Steele, Guy Roberts. But mainly we're all thankful for you guys. It is never ever the same without you. We will indeed be back at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning to do it all over again. Have yourselves a truly fabulous day, and we'll see you then. Good morning.
Been listening to Good Morning Orlando with your host, Simon Conway, co-host and newsman, Alan Spector, executive producer, Guy Roberts, and associate producer, Lizzie Steele. Good Morning Orlando on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Thanks for listening.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.